Our second presenter of this panel is Juma Salik. Okay, thank you. And you will speak about your organization of language policies, the issue of the Kurdish language in Turkey.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. I am going to discuss the Europeanization of language policy and Turkey's new multiculturalism policy over the Kurdish language. In fact, Ioana is say something, but I give some detailed information. In this presentation, first I will talk about the traditional language policy of Turkey, and then I will summarize the last decade reform process, and finally I will focus on the Europeanization of language policy and the effect of both internal and external dynamics on the language policy changing. Actually, Turkey's traditional language policy has been changing since 2002, and I will examine this process by asking two main questions. First, how and what extent does the Europeanization process influence Turkey's new language policy? And secondly, can we argue the Europeanization of language policy or policy norm transfer concerning linguistic rights in Turkey? Actually, I argue that the Turkey's accession to the European Union is one of the major dynamics which really play a significant role in the transformation of language policy. This process has been constructing a new normative and cognitive frame for the Kurdish issue in general and for the linguistic rights in particular. However, Europeanization is neither the key dynamics nor a top-down process in Turkey. Language policies which are produced by the multiple national and international actors, including European unions, are being mediated by the national dynamics. And that's why the internal and external dynamics are as pivotal as the Europeanization process concerning language policy changing. I want to begin with Turkish traditional language policy. In fact, although some linguistic rights were guaranteed for the non-Muslim minorities in the Treaty of Lausanne, Turkish traditional language policy is really monolithic, and it absolutely denies all local and regional languages other than Turkish. The trace of this monolithic identity and language policy can be observed in the constitutions and their implementation in the everyday life. In this matter, I think the response of Turkish state to the students' campaign for the optional Kurdish course in 2001 and 2002 is a good example that shows this monolithic identity or monolithic mentality. As you know, more than 15,000 students gave a petition to the presidency of university, their university, for opening an optional Kurdish course, for learning Kurdish course. And unfortunately, this campaign was confronted by a large wave of Turkish state violence. And you can see the response of Turkish state to this students' campaign on the slide. But on the other hand, we observe that this policy has been changing since 2002. And to some extent, the restrictions on the Kurdish language have been removed. Actually, we can follow the trace of reform process since 1990s. But the first remarkable legislation on the linguistic right was approved with the third reform package of Turkey accession to the European Union in August 2002. And following this reform process, in 2004, several private Kurdish language centers were opened in Diyarbakir, Batman, Mardin, Van, Adana, and Istanbul. And secondly, in the same year, the state owned TV channel TRT3 started to broadcast in Kurdish 4 hours a week. And after 5 quiet years, in 2009, government took considerable step about the linguistic rights. First is the TRT6, or TRT6, the first state-owned TV channel broadcasting Kurdish in 24 hours a day, was opened January 1st in 2009. And secondly, in the same year, in the Mardin Artuklu University, the Institute of Living Languages was founded, and Kurdish, Arabic, and Assyrian language and culture program was founded in within the institute. And subsequently, this year, the first Kurdish language and culture master program started with 20 students. And more recently, the Council of Higher Education approved the application of Nush Alparslan University for opening the Department of Language and Literature on December 22, 2010. Actually, despite this remarkable reform process, I must underline that there are still many restrictions on the Kurdish language, particularly in the political activities, in municipalities, in courts, and in prisons. If you look at the Europeanization of language policy, we will see that Turkey accession is to the European Union is not the unique dynamic can explain these changes in the language policy. I think the main contribution of the Europeanization process is the constructing of the new cognitive and normative frame concerning Kurdish issue. However, as I said in the beginning, this process is neither a key dynamic or a top-down process. And we should take into consideration the limit of Europeanization process and the role of the both external and internal dynamics. As you know, Kurdish issue has perceived and framed as a terror and security problem threatening national unity by Turkish state until 2000. And it was one of the subject on the agenda of Turkish security forces, in particular in army. But in contrast, European Union has been defining Kurdish issue within the frame of minority and cultural rights. In all the Commission's reports on Turkey progress since 1998, the Kurdish issue has been evolving in the section of political criteria under the title of human rights and protection of minorities. To summarize, I think Europeanization process has been limiting the dominant position of Turkish army on the politics by putting the Kurdish issue on the agenda of politics. And moreover, this process has been weakening the traditional monolithic perception and also conception of Turkish identity by promoting multiculturalism. Although European Union frames the Kurdish issue in the context of minority and cultural rights, it does not present any concrete language policy to Turkey. As a matter of fact, Europeanization process provides new political and administrative resources to the national dynamics, in other words, to the central state and Kurdish political movement to redefine the limit of language policies. When we analyze the progress report of Turkey, it seems that European Union refers to essential documents of Council of Europe. They are Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities and European Charter for regional or minority languages. And this document do not specify any concrete or precise or coercive instrument for the collective group rights. Instead of that, European Union demand from the state to tolerate the cultural diversity and to promote individual cultural rights. For instance, we cannot find any demand or any critique about education in Kurdish language or bilingual or multilingual public services service in any Turkish progress report. As you know, these two collective group rights are the major instances of political Kurdish political movement. Alongside the Europeanization process, I think we have to take into consideration the internal dynamics. In this matter, I have five remarks. First, the concept of security and terrorism of Turkish state vis-à-vis Kurdish issue has failed. And most of actors, including Turkish army today, argue that there is no solution to the Kurdish issue with violent means. And secondly, Kurdish political movement has enormously advanced in the legal domains. As a result, we could witness the socio-political mobilization of Kurdish in Turkey. For example, the boycott for the education in Kurdish last September is one of these new civil disobedience. And thirdly, I think it's really important, the withdrawal of PKK's militants outside of Turkey in 99, and the case file for 5 years has contributed to the development of reform process on one side and the extension of Kurdish political movement in the legal arena on the other side. And fourthly, the 10 years Kurdish municipal experience opened new domains for the Kurdish language and made Kurdish language more visible in the public sphere. In this matter, I can just remind you the Kurdish festivals, the language and literature days. And finally, I think the victories of pro-Islamic movement and the mandate of AKP, or Justice and Development Party, since 2002, have been weakening the power of Kemalist elites in the Turkey. As you know, for this group, Kurdish issue is just an issue of terrorism and security. In this matter, I want to give the example of Tere Teşeş, because it's a recent and appropriate example that allow us to figure out the role of the internal political dynamics. Because as you know, there was not any demand or any condition from the European Union for a state-owned Kurdish channel broadcasting 24 hours a day. Moreover, despite many critics, including European Union's, the government chose to perpetuate the restriction on the Kurdish language or first Kurdish broadcasting, which started 2004 in the TRT 3, TRT3. But however, just 3 months before the local election of 2009, following the government's unexpected decision, TRT Teşeş began to broadcast in Kurdish 24 hours a day. Undoubtedly, that step has not been taken for responding to European Union demands. In fact, I don't want to really simplify that much, but I think it has been a strategic step of the Justice and Development Party towards the local election to gain legitimacy and to marginalize pro-Kurdish Democratic Society Party, the only open party in the Kurdish region. In the frame of the local dynamics, I think we also take into consideration the new surge of neoliberal pro-Islamic politics in Middle East and Balkans, and Turkey's new energy policy in the regional energy market, which necessitates the settlement of Kurdish conflict. Therefore, Turkey has to be a safe, secure and stable country to develop peaceful economic and political relations in its region, particularly with Iraq and Iraqi Kurdistan, and to become a transit country for the energy pipeline. Thus, we can argue that Turkey's new regional policy is a major dynamics which promote a new frame for the Kurdish issue. And lastly, I think there is another dynamics which really much more important than the Europeanization process. It is the American, the U.S. occupation in Iraq and establishment of Iraqi Kurdistan since 2002. The rising of Iraqi Kurdistan and its relation with Turkey, I think, transformed both the frame of Turkish state and the frame of Kurdish political movement. For Turkish state, I think the Turkish monolithic identity policy or language policy have been collapsed in the international arena thanks to the rising of Iraqi Kurdistan. And secondly, the Turkish society has had to confront the Kurdish reality after a century-long denial policy. On the Kurdish side, I think Kurdish movement has framed the Kurdish issue in the context of democratization of Turkey and the multiculturalism discourse until 2005. But after the establishment of Iraqi Kurdistan, Kurdish political movement began to frame Kurdish issue in the democratic autonomy and bilingual life in the Kurdish region. And I think we can understand this transformation or this change by the Europeanization process. So, I can argue that Iraqi Kurdistan has been much more effective than the Europeanization process, or at least as pivotal as the Europeanization process, particularly after the 2007. And thank you so much for your attention and for your patience.
Thank you very much.